It wasn't until dark came that I really began to get uneasy about Mama and Lisbeth. Then I could hardly understand it, because they hadn't come home. I knew why they hadn't. It had been late when they'd started out. They'd had a long, good long piece to go, and even with the wood handy, it took considerable time to drag up enough for the fire they needed. And I couldn't think of any real danger to them. They weren't far enough away from the cabin to be lost, and if they were, Jumper knew the way home. Also, Jumper was gentle. There wasn't much chance that he'd scare and throw them off. On top of all of that, they'd had Old Yeller along. He'd protect them from just about anything that might come their way. Still, I was uneasy. I couldn't help having the feeling that something was wrong. I'd have gone to see about them if it hadn't been for little Arliss. It was past his supper time. He was getting hungry and sleepy and fussy. I took him and the speckled pup inside the kitchen and lit a candle. I settled them on the floor and gave them each a bowl of sweet milk into which I'd crumbled old cornbread. In a little bit, both were eaten out of the same bowl. Little Arliss knew better than that, and I ought to have patted him for doing it. But I didn't. I didn't say a word. I was too worried. I'd just about made up my mind to put little Arliss and the pup to bed and go look for Mama and Lisbeth when I heard a sound that took me to the door in a hurry. It was the sound of dogs fighting. The sound came from out there in the dark, but the minute I stepped outside, I could tell that the fight was moving toward the cabin. So, also, I recognized the voice of Old Yeller. It was the sort of raging yell he let out when he was in a fight to the finish. The sound of it chilled my blood. I stood, rooted to the ground, trying to think what it could be. What I ought to do. Then I heard Jumper snorting keenly, and Mama called in a frightened voice, "Travis, Travis, make a light, son, and get your gun, and hurry!" I came alive then. I shouted back at her to let her know that I'd heard. I ran back into the cabin and got my gun. I couldn't think at first what would make the sort of light I needed. Then recollected a clump of bear grass that Mama'd recently grubbed out where she'd wanted to start a new fall garden. Bear grass has an oily sap that makes it burn bright and fierce for a long time. A pile of it burning would make a big light. I ran and snatched up four bunches of half-dried bear grass. The sharp ends of it, of the stiff blades, stabbed and stung my arms and chest as I grabbed them up, but I had no time to bother about that. I ran and dumped the bunches in a pile on the bare ground outside the yard fence, then hard to bring a live coal from the fireplace to start them burning. I fanned fast with my hat. The bare grass blades started smoking, giving off their foul smell. A little flame started, flickered, and wavered for a moment, then bloomed suddenly and leaped high with a roar. I jumped back, gun held ready, and caught my first glimpse of the screaming, howling battle that came wheeling into the circle of light. It was Old Yeller, all right, tangled with some animal as big and savage as he was. Mama called from outside the light's rim, "Careful, son! And take close aim. It's a big lofer wolf gone mad." My heart nearly left me. There weren't many of the gray lofer wolves in our part of the country, but I knew about them. They were big and savage enough to hamstring a horse or drag down a full-grown cow. And here was Old Yeller trying to fight a mad one. I brought up my gun, then held fire while I shouted to Mama. "You all get into the cabin," I yelled. I'm scared to shoot till I know you're out of the line of fire." I heard Mama whacking Jumper with a stick to make him go. I heard Jumper snort and the clatter of his hoofs as he went galloping in a wild circle to come up behind the cabin. But even after Mama called from the door behind me, I still couldn't fire, not without taking a chance of killing Old Yeller. I waited, my nerves on edge, while Old Yeller and the big wolf fought there in the firelight, whirling and leaping and snarling and slashing, their bared fangs gleaming white, their eyes burning green in the half-light. Then they went down in a tumbling roll that stopped with the big wolf on top, his huge jaws shut tight on Yeller's throat. That was my chance. Old Yeller would never break that throat hold. There, in the wavering light, I couldn't get a true aim at the wolf. I couldn't see well enough. All I could do was guess aim and hope for a hit. I squeezed the trigger. The gun stock slammed back against my shoulder, and such a long streak of fire spouted from the gun barrel that it blinded me for a second. I couldn't see a thing. Then I realized that all the growling and snarling had hushed. A second later, I was running toward the two still gray forms lying right side by side. For a second, I just knew that I had killed Old Yeller too. Then, about the time I bent over him, he heaved a big sort of sigh and struggled up to start licking my hands and wagging that stub tail. I was so relieved that it seemed as if all the strength went out of me. I slumped to the ground and was sitting there, shivering, when Mama came and sat down beside me. She put one arm across my shoulders and held it there while she told me what had happened. As I'd figured, it had taken her and Lisbeth till dark to get the wood dragged up and the fire to going around the dead cow. Then they'd mounted Old Jumper and headed for home. They'd been without water all this time and were thirsty. When they came to the crossing on Birdsong Creek, they dismounted to get a drink. And while they were lying down, drinking, the wolf came. He was right on them before they knew it. Mama happened to look up and see the dark hulk of him come bounding toward them across a little clearing. He was snarling as he came, and Mama barely had time to come to her feet and grabbed up a dead pole before he sprang. She whacked him hard across the head, knocking him to the ground. Then Old Yeller was there, tying into him. Mama and Lisbeth got back on Jumper and tore out for the house. Right after them came the wolf, as if he had his mind fixed on catching them, and nothing else. But Old Yeller fought him too hard and too fast. Yeller wasn't big and strong enough to stop him, but he kept him slowed down and fought away from Jumper and Mama and Lisbeth. I shuddered at the thought of what could have happened without Old Yeller. Mama waited a little bit. Then she said in a quiet voice, "It was a good thing for us, son, but it wasn't good for Yeller." The way she said that gave me a cold feeling in the pit of my stomach. "What do you mean?" I said. "Old Yeller's all right. He can't be badly hurt." Then it hit me what Mama was getting at. "But Mama," I cried out, "Old Yeller's just saved your life. He saved my life. He saved little Arliss's life. We can't..." Mama got up and put her arms across my shoulder again. "I know, son," she said, "but he's been bitten by a mad wolf." I started off into the blackness of the night while my mind wheeled and darted this way and that like a scared rat trying to find its way out of a trap. "But Mama," I said, "we don't know for certain. We could wait and see. We could tie him or shut him up in a corn crib or someplace till we know for sure." Mama broke down and went to crying then. She put her head on my shoulders and held me so tight that she nearly choked off my breath. "We can't take a chance, son," she sobbed. "It would be you or me or little Arliss or Elizabeth next. I'll shoot him if you can't, but we've got to do it. We just can't take the chance." And it became clear to me then that Mama was right. We couldn't take the risk. And from everything I had heard, I knew that there was very little chance of Old Yeller's escaping the sickness. It was going to kill something inside me to do it, but I knew then that I had to shoot my big yeller dog. Once I knew for sure I had to do it, I don't think I really felt anything. It was just numb all over, like a dead man walking. Quickly, I left Mama and went to stand in the light of the burning bear grass. I reloaded my gun and called Old Yeller back from the house. I stuck the muzzle of the gun against his head and pulled the trigger.